The delivery, the endless refresh. The wheel doesn't care about your countdown, it turns, and what's yours crosses the threshold precisely when it's ready, not a doorbell ring before. You know the exact pixel where the tracking dot sits. You've memorized the courier's typical route, the depot's usual delay, the difference between in transit and the newer, crueler, arriving today. 11 refreshes isn't curiosity anymore. It's a small ritual you're performing to feel like you have a hand on the wheel. You don't. Nobody in this arrangement ever did. This is the caution, offered gently. The checking isn't neutral. Every refresh is a tiny withdrawal from your own patience, and the parcel arrives exactly as late whether you watched or lived your afternoon. Something you can't control, whether someone else's calendar, a supply chain you'll never see, is setting the pace today. Fighting the pace costs you more than the delay ever will. What may cross your path? You may open the same tracking page, inbox, or read receipt 5 times in 1 hour without meaning to. A promised callback or delivery window slides past silently, and the quiet starts to feel like it's about you. You may catch your phone battery draining faster than usual from how often you've lit the screen just to check. Something outside your control, a storm, a closed office, someone else's slow Tuesday, reroutes a plan you'd already counted on. Close the tab. Put the phone face down somewhere you have to stand up to reach, and let the waiting be boring instead of urgent. Boring is what it actually is. Your mantra, watching it will not move it faster.